Anything else about male breast cancer we haven't talked about? I know there's a lot of interest in oncologists about it. It's so hard to get information on it.
Well, one of the things I've just noticed, again, seeing a lot of patients is the very high rate of radiation exposure in my male patients with breast cancer. And my sense is that that's a very under-recognized risk factor for male breast cancer.
That's interesting. What kinds of exposure?
All different kinds. I had one patient who had thymic radiation as an infant because he had an enlarged thymus gland. I had one that had tonsillar radiation as a teenager. I have one patient who had chest wall radiation for acne. I have one patient who had total body irradiation as part of a conditioning regimen for a transplant for a prior leukemia. I have a patient whose parents owned a shoe store with the Buster Brown shoe machine where you'd stick your foot and play. And so he and his brothers used to play in that machine all day long, taking x-rays of themselves.
Wow.
Pilots. I have several pilots, and you get radiation exposure each time you fly. So it's all anecdote. But
radiation exposure each time you fly? And how does that happen?
Because of the altitude, you get the equivalent of a chest x-ray every time you fly.
Really?
Yeah. So for men who are pilots or flight attendants and fly a lot, there is an excess of radiation exposure.
Fascinating. You've also been interested, you mentioned earlier about the issue of radiation therapy in breast cancer and consequences of that. Can you kind of summarize what your thoughts are about that and what we know about it?
Sure. Well, I was interested initially in looking at whether or not the improvements in techniques in radiation therapy have translated into changes in survival over time. When I did my training at MD Anderson, everybody always told me, well, we know that radiation causes heart attacks and heart disease, but that was based on data from a long time ago, and it's probably not an issue anymore. But I couldn't really find any data backing that up. So we went and looked at the SEER database and compared women with left-sided and right-sided breast cancer over time and found that the risk that had been there for patients treated in the 70s really had diminished and maybe gone away. We don't have long enough follow-up on the more recently treated patients to know if there will still be some risk, but it definitely seems to have gone down over time.